Good morning, and welcome to the Cloud Foundry Morning Edition, Episode 16. My name is Stormy Peters, and I'm VP for Developer Relations at the Cloud Foundry Foundation. Good morning, and welcome to Cloud Foundry Morning Edition. I always say that there's a lot going on, but there really is a lot going on this time. I've been on the road for the last couple weeks, hanging out with Cloud Foundry folks and cloud native people around the world. So a couple weeks ago, I got to go to the IBM Dojo launch in Raleigh. It was great fun, except getting home, so I should have just stayed there. For those of you that don't know what a dojo is a physical location where pairs of people that work on Cloud Foundry can come work on Cloud Foundry, and quite often dojos are where new contributors go to pair up with someone more experienced to become a Cloud Foundry contributor. So IBM Dojo launch was a huge success, standing room only, lots of great speakers and a good party, and the space is pretty fun. Got to work there that day. This week, I went to Collab Summit, the Linux Foundation Collaboration Summit. I think it was Bill Weinberg said it was kind of like a high school reunion. Kind of felt like that. All of my open source and cloud friends were there, so it was great fun to hang out with them. We had like 8 Cloud Foundry-related talks from Cloud Foundry Foundation committers. So we had like Kamala and Jamie talking about cloud platforms. We had Colin Humphreys give a talk about like past 5 years. He had the slide from the Muppet Christmas Carol movie, and he put all, you know, faces of Cloud Foundry leaders in it. It was pretty funny. Chip gave a talk. Rag Srinivas gave a talk on microservices. There was a talk on cloud design patterns by Sharath. Edith talked about UniK that EMC is working on. Matt Kauser talked about EMC and what they've learned along their path of using Cloud Foundry. Abby was on a panel to talk about outreach. And Sam had a keynote. So it was a great representation of Cloud Foundry. And not only did all the Cloud Foundry folks get together, but we also had a lot of meetings or a lot of beers or get-togethers with other cloud folks. So we hung out with the Kubernetes folks, the Google Cloud folks, went to the CNCF meeting, talked about technologies that might be common that we could use. All in all, it was a really successful conference. I highly recommend it next year for any of you that think it sounds like fun. It was at a ski resort, and we didn't get to go skiing, so there was kind of a downside there. Other news that happened there is, I guess he started the week before, but Tim Harris is our newest Cloud Foundry Foundation employee. He's going to be focusing on certification, and he was there and got to meet a whole bunch of folks as well. Talking of conferences, the other big news is the Cloud Foundry Summit, which I hope you're all planning to attend in Santa Clara. It's like the week of the 20—I always forget the exact date. It's the week of like the 23rd, 24th of May, and we put out the calendar, the schedule this week. I have a lot of really awesome talks. We had like several hundred proposals submitted, and we had to get them all down into like a two-and-a-half-day conference. So we had to turn down a lot of great talks, but hopefully they show up at meetups and at other summits in the future. But there's a lot of great ones there if you want to go see what's there now, and a few that are still waitlisted as we fill in some slots. And now we're working on keynotes. So I'm excited about a couple themes in our keynote strategy. One of the opening keynotes is the government of Australia, who's joining the government of Korea, the UK, and the US on being a government using Cloud Foundry, which is totally awesome. We also have a couple science fiction writers talking again. Last year we had science fiction writers, and we thought we'd carry that into this year and talk about science fiction turns into reality, because that's what Cloud Foundry is doing. And we also have a couple of community-led events. So there's an unconference the day before, as usual, led by Dave. And then on the Thursday after the Cloud Foundry Summit, well, part of the summit, but like as a separate event, is a Cloud Foundry Technical Day focused on Bosch. So you can register for that when you register for the summit. So I highly encourage you to do that. There were a lot of really awesome Bosch talks submitted to the summit, and I know there's a lot more people that want to talk. So that should be a really awesome agenda as well. And I think they're leaving some time for conversations as well. So it wasn't all conferences, wasn't all events. We also had some really big news happen in the last couple of weeks. So we launched the Technical Advisory Board. So this is a group of people that is going to very technical people who are going to focus on the long-term technical strategy of Cloud Foundry, which I think is really awesome. So look to them. I guess if you have questions or you want things from them, reach out to them. It's all the members are posted, I believe, in a blog post on Cloud Foundry. I'm speaking, so great news there. It will work in partnership with the project lead. So the project leads will still set kind of the roadmap and the backlog, but the technical advisory board sets the long-term strategy. Speaking of blog posts, we've had an awesome set of blog posts, so thank you all who've submitted them. And if you haven't written a blog post yet, or if you have and you have another idea, if you have are working on anything technical, anything kind of interesting, kind of different, or you've just figured out how to do something that you think at least 100 other people will figure out, or even 5, reach out to me. We love our guest blog posts. You've probably noticed we have the 100-day challenge from the Japanese Cloud Foundry user group, which is awesome. There were like 100 apps in this 100-day challenge, and they're translating them into English and posting them on the blog little by little. So a lot of interesting examples and things people can learn in that series, and as well as a lot of other technical blogs there. And I wanted to mention that we are going to add a planet type feature to the Cloud Foundry website. So we're going to start aggregating Cloud Foundry related feeds from anyone who has a Cloud Foundry related blog. So if you have one of those or your company has one and you would like to make sure it gets aggregated in the planet, which will be launching in the next couple of weeks, next week or two, please send it my way. Also news, what was also in the blog, was VMware announced and open sourced the Photon platform, Bosch CPI. So the Bosch CPI lets you communicate with the underlying IaaS, and what they did was create this Photon platform CPI, which lets you massively scale it to like thousands or hundreds of thousands of objects. So it's just another step in making sure that the developer can focus their app by helping Bosch scale to that level. So really awesome technology there. Good stuff. I also know that there's several different projects that are being worked on right now that are planning to open source by Summit. So cross your fingers that happens and we get to talk about it there. We also have, I think since the last time I talked to you, we've had several new members join the Cloud Foundry Foundation. I think we're up to like 59 or something. Proximetry was the latest one to join. So welcome to Proximity, Symmetry, and all our members. And I'm trying to think if there's anything else really, everything I've said today was like a really kind of major news. So a lot of other stuff happened too, but those are the highlights that I wanted to make sure that you had. So have a great day and a great week, and thank you for listening to the Cloud Foundry Morning Edition. Thank you for listening to the Cloud Foundry Morning Edition, episode 16. My name is Stormy Peters, and I'm VP of Developer Relations at the Cloud Foundry Foundation.